Congratulations on making it this far in the challenge. You've been working hard and your perseverance will pay off in the end. Have you been practicing all that you're learning? Have you been working on your breathing and the progressive muscle relaxation? Are you driving new places while using the DARE response, both in real life and in your mind at night? These are the tools that will help you recover. Keep using them and notice how your body begins to respond. Notice how your anxious thoughts lose their grip on you. Keep working hard towards recovery and don't look back. The last step of the DARE response is to engage. It's the E of DARE. This final step is simple, but it's also so important. After diffusing, allowing, and running towards your anxiety, your next step is to engage with the world around you. This will help you to stop getting caught up in more anxious thoughts. In the context of driving, engaging the world means to really pay attention to the driving experience. It means to feel what it is like to drive in your car. Feel your hands on the steering wheel. Notice the weight of your foot against the brake and the way your back presses against your seat. Notice what it's like to turn the wheel and press the accelerator. As you drive, you can also turn your attention to what is going on around you. Notice the cars that pass by, the color of the sky, and the smells that float in your window. Notice the other drivers around you. If you're playing music, listen to the sound of that music. Engaging is so key. This is the step that brings you back full circle and gets you out of your head and connects you to life again. Whether you're stuck in traffic, driving over a bridge, or picking the kids up from school, so much is happening around you. Engage with it. Anytime you sit in traffic, engage with what is happening. Embrace the situation for what it is. Instead of trying to figure out how soon you can escape the situation, consider how to be in that moment. See it as an opportunity to practice rewiring your brain for a new response to driving. As you pick your kids up from school, notice the children laughing as they exit the building and meeting their parents. See the smiles of the teachers. Notice yellow school buses and people wearing bright, colored clothing. Say hello to people you know. Engage with your kids as they enter the car. Engaging in these ways is how you move out of anxious rumination and back into life again. As you drive over a bridge, flip your fear into excitement. Demand more thoughts and more physical sensations and tell yourself how excited you feel to be driving over a bridge. Then enjoy the beautiful view. Allow yourself to experience the moment on the open road. Open the window and let the wind hit your face. You're not doing this to distract yourself from anxiety. Anxiety is always allowed to come along for the ride. You're just not obsessing over anxiety so much. You have better things to be focusing on. Life itself. No matter how challenging your driving situation is, allow yourself to be in the moment. Diffuse, allow, run towards the anxiety, and then engage with the world around you. So far, you have practiced driving in your neighborhood and driving on the highway. Over the next few days, pick 3 other driving challenges to practice. Write them out now. For example, you might choose to seek out traffic or places where there's lots of red lights. You might drive over a bridge or through a tunnel that has always frightened you. Maybe you want to challenge yourself to pick your kids up from school or go for a longer trip. Maybe you could even plan a road trip. Identify 3 different driving challenges. And as you drive to these new places, Think about that final engage step of dare, you connecting with life again. Ask yourself, what do I see that I haven't noticed before? What do I smell and hear that I've always missed because I was so wrapped up in my thoughts and my anxiety? Make it your goal to notice one new thing each time you drive. That intention keeps you focused on the world and not stuck in your head. Don't allow anxiety to take away the simple pleasure of driving. Don't allow anxiety to distance you from life. Stay engaged with the people and the situations around you. Start taking your life back, one trip at a time.